time once again for Sports Sidebar, covering sports for Northeast Ohio, and sometimes even a little outside that area. Sports Sidebar, where we prove that a little knowledge is dangerous, but even less knowledge makes it a little easier to fill an hour. And now on to our hosts, Captain Bill and Dave. And good Tuesday afternoon, everyone. And it is a good Tuesday afternoon.
Oh, here you are. You should be there.
Hello.
You're on mic one. You're on mic one.
There, yes. Oh, I hear myself now.
Somebody, you pushed a wrong button.
Well, I tell you, you go away for a while and you eliminate my mic. I don't understand that. I'm hurt to the core.
To the core?
To the core.
That's a long way down there.
Yeah, it's a hell of a core. So, well, it's good to be back, I think. I don't know. You took my mic away from me.
Yeah. Well, you got your broken chair out. You're okay.
Well, I'm a man of few needs. Few needs.
Yeah.
I like my chair. This is the second chair you want to get rid of. The other one.
Yeah, you're lucky. A guy named Shoeless Jim from West Akron wanted your chair because he said
Shoeless Jim.
Shoeless Jim, yeah.
And my other.
Almost homeless Jim. They're cousins.
Oh.
And he lives. You know, he lives in the poor part of Hudson.
Hudson. Yeah. Yes. Hudson. Well, it's good to be back. Fortunately, we had great weather while I was way over there in Scotland.
But doesn't it rain a lot there? I mean,
we thought it would, but we had perfect weather.
Wow.
I mean, it was beautiful, and we got to see the coast of both Ireland and Scotland, and went up to the highlands and the lowlands and the bonny, bonny shores of Loch Lomond.
Ah.
You'll take the high road?
I'll take the high road. You got to climb a high road. I don't want to do that.
Well, you know, it's a famous song. You take the high road. There's a story behind that.
Oh, is there not?
Yeah, you want to hear it?
Sure.
Okay. There was a huge battle back in 16 something or another.
Okay.
And
just last week, yeah.
Yeah, 1600. So.
That last week.
Gosh, I'm trying to think the name of the battle. Anyway. It was between the Jacobites, which is not chicken nuggets, by the way, the Jacobites versus the forces of Lord Cumberland of the English. The Jacobites were the Catholic Scottish.
Now the restaurants, I think.
Yeah, the Jacobites, yes. Yeah. Well, anyway, there was a... Culloden, the Battle of Culloden.
Culloden.
The Culloden Battle, yes.
Bunch of Culloden's fighting.
Yeah, Culloden.
Yeah.
And the battle lasted just about an hour.
Okay.
But it was a devastating defeat.
That's a lot shorter than most of my battles with my wife.
Oh, my. They go on forever.
Never stop.
Anyway, I'm trying to tell this story. So the Jacobites got annihilated. They mean in an hour, 2,000 of them were killed.
In 1600s?
Yes. I mean, they mowed them down. Anyway, there was a group that was captured by the Lord of Cumberland troops. And they sent the remaining prisoners to London, where they were put on trial. And they did something very unique to these Scottish people. They would try to pair them up as relatives, like uncle, nephew, and things like that. They would go in and say, one of you will live, and one of you will die. And you have to decide shortly. And that's a tough decision, you know.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So the song goes, the one who takes the high road is the one who decided to be executed and let his other relative live. So, I'll take the high road. The soul will get to Scotland before you.
Uh-huh.
And you take the low road, and I'll be in Scotland before you. But I'll never see my true love again on the bonny, bonny shores of Loch Lomond.
Wow, a Tuesday and a history lesson.
Yes, yes. And Loch Lomond is a huge loch. I mean, it's gigantic. That's near where the Battle of Culloden took place. But that's the legend. They would
the legend.
So you had to make a choice. So the Scottish people, who the soldier who decided to take the execution over somebody in their family, took the high road. And the other one took the low road. But his spirit will be in Scotland before you.
Yeah, but his body will be back having some scotch and playing golf.
So yeah, I got to St. Andrews again. I had a chance of doing that a long time ago, but nothing changes really there. It's the old course, and it's right on the North Sea. They don't have any trees, but they have this long grass, and it's a Lynx course. And very, very interesting. I didn't know that about the Battle of Culloden, with the high road and low road.
You did or you didn't?
I learned about the battle. You know, that's a famous, I'll take the high road, yeah. You take the low road. Yep. And I'll be in Scotland before you. Yeah. But I'll never see my true love again on the bonny, bonny shores of Loch Lomond. I get choked up. And, you know, I was in Ireland, in Belfast, I got to see where the split between the Protestants and Catholic and all that story there. But when the Titanic was built there.
Yes.
It was. They had a huge Titanic museum went through that. Ah. So a lot of interesting things. But I was on assignment from you. To visit different...
To get away?
No. Yeah, you probably sent me away. But, you know, to investigate Celtic sports and, you know, Scottish Highland sports, lifting the telephone pole and throwing the rock and stuff like that. I got great notes.
Great notes.
We'll never use them. But I got...
But you got the notes.
Yeah, and I got a tax expense at the tax...
Good luck with that.
Yeah. I'll just say, he sent me over there. On my own dime, by the way. Yeah. He didn't pay a nickel for toward him. A nickel. So as the week's going, I'll try to remember some more stories. But I still, I get the little cold and jet lag. And, I don't remember.
You're back for a few days, though, right?
Yeah.
You got enough to see that wonderful Browns game?
I saw the whole thing. But you know what? I was more elated over something else. If you want to start with the Browns,
okay,
but I was elated.
Okay,
with the Cleveland Guardians.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, we won the Central Division. I mean, who would have thunk at the beginning of this year? I mean, even the renowned sports writer Terry Pluto didn't think they would be over 500.
No,
and they did a remarkable job this year. And now they have a home field advantage as long as they don't play New York.
The Yankees, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I can't believe it.
And you had Detroit that fought their way up to a playoff spot.
Detroit.
It really got hot at the end of August and throughout September.
Yeah.
And we will play whoever wins the Houston and Detroit series, I believe.
That is correct. I have it right here, by the way.
Do you? Okay.
Yeah. Detroit, Houston. I don't know who I'd rather play. Detroit.
That's kind of the question.
We lost two to Houston over the weekend, but it rained out on Sunday. But that's no. I mean, we weren't
going into playoffs.
We weren't. We had it made, and they had it made, and only thing is the rain out. Denied Jose Ramirez the opportunity to hit one more home run and steal one base for a 40-40 season. What a remarkable season he
had. An amazing season.
Yeah. And then Josh Naylor, 30 home runs, over 100 RBI.
Yeah.
We had our doubts throughout the season.
You hit September, so, it's only September. We hit the May as well. It was only April. Then we had April, and as well, it's only May and April. And each time you say, "Well, it's only," and then we got into August, and we hit that slump, and we got down to the tie. And you said that was a critical series, and they took off from there and didn't look back.
Nope. I think.
But you keep saying, "Well, it's only September." Guess what? We're here.
Well, they got such a big. St- they were like 20 games over 500 at the end of June.
Yeah.
And they pretty much just stayed there. I mean, they ended up, I don't know what the final record was, but about 22 games over 500 for the season. Yeah, 90-some victories. You can't sneeze at that.
No.
And, I mean, they did it with starting pitching that was decimated from the beginning. We had Shane Bieber go, yep. Carlos Carrasco. I don't think we'll ever see Carlos again.
No,
Carlos Carrasco is gone. Gavin Williams is hurt. So, you know, Tristan McKenzie was terrible. He's not even mentioned for being on the
playoff roster.
Yeah. So, Boat had a maneuver through those, but we had an outstanding
bullpen.
I mean, it's just outstanding.
And that's the great thing about having to buy the first week. Oh, you're going to have rust. Well, no. These kids are young and hungry. I am not worried about rust at all. What I am happy about is you got your bullpen that gets a break. And
yes.
Going fresh into Saturday. I think starters will throw some simulated games on their regular start day, but so that they won't be completely out of it. But
well, you know what? These teams have professional trainers and they have professional coaches. They've been through this before. They've all experienced, even, you know, except for Vogt, maybe. You know, he's probably the least experienced what to do when you have 5-6 days of rest, which is, you know, I think the best thing. And he was asked, what would you rather have, keep playing or rest? He said, rest.
Yeah.
My goodness, rest.
That's the bullpen. Yeah.
And isn't that something? 4 days, they could be rusty, and you have Sean Watson, who
is internally rusty. Yeah. We'll get to that.
But yeah. Rust after just 4 days?
Yeah. But that's what, you know, rest versus rust. That's what that was article.
I think that's stupid.
I think it is, too. But they also go on the fact that last year, three of the four teams that got the bye last year didn't go on to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
It just depends on who you play. And again, I don't know if I want to hit at Houston, but I don't know, as hot as they've been, if I want to hit Detroit.
I don't know. I don't like Houston. I don't like Detroit only when they're not playing.
When they're not playing us, yeah.
Yeah. I guess I don't have a preference. Who is New York? New York is facing Kansas City and Baltimore. I'd rather face Kansas City, I think.
Yeah.
Detroit we did pretty good against.
We did, but we haven't played. I don't know if we played them in September.
Yeah. Baseball is a different thing. Every pitch is different. If you've ever experienced a playoff game, I had the good fortune of in the intensity of those games are incredible. And so there's going to be pressure on. We got what? Bibee, Matthew Boyd, and Alex Cobb is our.
And Alex Cobb is still questionable.
He has a
bruise on his finger or something.
No,
it was his finger. Now it's his finger.
No, I thought it was a blister.
A blister, okay.
A blister. Yeah, so let's hope that. Man, he got Ben Lively, though. He could go in there. He's had a, you know, okay season. Pretty, you know, for him it was a really good season, but so-so by standard. But my goodness, Stephen Vogt has to be manager of the year. I mean, of course you could say that about Kansas City's man. They lost over 100 games last year.
Yeah.
And
speaking of that, the Chicago White Sox
are
now the new record holders of the worst record in modern baseball history.
Yeah, they are. I just hope they keep Brady Sizemore.
I just don't think that's going to happen, but I would love to see that.
How do you know this?
How do I know this?
How do you know this?
Because people who lose generally don't get re-signed.
Well, he was brought in.
Right.
And let's see what the record was. They had, as soon as my thing comes into focus, this Beacon Journal ad. I mean, this app. 40... Oh, gosh, I can't make it out. It's all blurred. Maybe it's that scotch I had before I came in here. I learned about scotch, too, how the different whiskeys between Ireland and Scotland. They're different, but... Oh,
okay.
You can help me out here.
I'm looking. On final six-game season, it will make being... It will take from being interim manager. I put it down specifically on his percentage as a coach, as a manager.
Well, the blurred, they only had 40 some victories, Chicago, and my tablet just is not in focus. So let's just say they had a miserable year.
Okay, manager record, he had a .262 winning percentage. He 42 games, he won 11, he lost 31.
Yes.
A .262 winning percentage.
Yes. Well, who would want that job? I guess everybody would want
everybody
that job.
Everybody wants that job.
Yeah, it's a Major League Baseball. But I'm pulling for him.
I'm pulling for him.
I here's a guy, Grady Sizemore, who was just an outstanding center fielder for the Cleveland Indians at the time, and he hustled so much it ended his career.
Yeah.
He basically ran into a fence and hurt his shoulder going after a baseball. Then after that, he was never the same.
Yeah,
but I like the guy, and I think he would be. But they got so many problems.
They have to do so. You know, and it's not like the Chicago White Sox don't have any money.
Oh, they're loaded.
Yeah. But they've either all invested in all wrong players, or they just don't bother to invest in it.
Well, I don't know, but three teams from our division made it. That's pretty good, and
you had the fourth one right there too. They weren't that far behind.
Yeah, Minnesota wasn't that far behind, but Baltimore.
And at one point, they were second place.
Yeah. So our division, I just say Stephen Vogt, though, has to be considered the manager. I really do. I mean, you could say Kansas City and some other managers, but rookie manager coming in with the staff, pitching staff, at least the starting pitching staff, the way it was, and managed to win not only a playoff spot, but the division.
And the second best record in the American League.
Yeah, I'm voting for him.
Really? I don't get to vote for him.
You don't? I do.
Okay, good.
There's an exception in the rules that a nuclear power
captain,
yeah, yes, okay. Pontoon captain,
yeah,
can vote on them.
Well, good. I hope you use that vote to get Grady Sizemore contract.
I can't do that.
Really?
Okay. That's an ownership decision. It's like I don't get to vote on the Hall of Fame.
Really?
I should. There's only a few of us in the world, you know. I bet my counterpart in Ireland,
yeah.
He heads that region, and the one and the lady,
have
there, we have one woman.
Do you have a secret handshake that you had to do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. There's a pinky ring that you you have to. and then the Finland has one too, and it's a she.
Okay,
she's very nice, very attractive. Wow.
Yeah, a lot of them, those Finland girls are pretty cute.
Yeah. So anyway, I got to see them along with my assignment to cover all those different Celtic sports. But my goodness, I'm so happy we're going to have the home. It's a five-game series. It's just
yes.
a five-game
series. Yeah. The playoff round is three games, and then after that, the five-game.
Yeah, and which I like. I think that old wild card system, one and done.
Yeah, that's not baseball.
No.
One and done is not baseball. No. Sorry.
Now, the National League has an interesting situation because of rainouts. So they have to play a doubleheader on Monday between Atlanta and the New York Mets. There's still three teams that could get into the last two playoff spots. But basically...
So they're waiting to see what happens with Atlanta.
Yeah. Okay. If Atlanta...
Because the Mets aren't there.
No. If Atlanta wins one of the doubleheaders, and then New York wins the other They're both in.
They're both in.
They're both in, but Arizona's out. If one, if either Atlanta or New York lose both games, Arizona's in.
Okay.
Yeah, it's
they come down to more than the last day.
Yeah, yeah, because of rainouts and things like this is their 161st and 162nd game. And it wasn't something, this is not a playoff game to get into the playoffs.
Right.
That'll be interesting. I know my brother's a big Atlanta Braves fan, and he'll be glued to the television for that one. But he got hit. He lives just south of Atlanta and got hit pretty hard by that storm.
By the Helena?
Yeah. He fortunately, just more debris and no real damage, but flooding everywhere around. He happens to be on the high ground where he lives. But those poor people in around Asheville, North Carolina, where the Biltmore is.
Yeah.
Just devastating. Devastating.
Yeah, my sister went down. Sister and brother-in-law went down to Outer Banks and Jim Heaton, right? Jim Heaton went down to Outer Banks. Mm-hmm. So, but my sister got there. Said outside of some Wi-Fi issues, everything was good there.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
yeah. So we got, Bybee, who will be leading off the pitching for the Guardians, Matthew Boyd, and let's hope Alex Cobb can. He should put some of that stuff on his callus there. Whatever. Well, it wasn't a callus. What did I say?
Blister.
Really? Blister.
Blister.
Blister X.
Blister X.
Yes. And, of course, we got Class A, Kate Smith, Hunter Gaddis, Tim Herron, and Eli Morgan. You know, they're talking about, I can't believe this, but they're talking about one of the guys they're thinking about is Miles Straw. Did he play while I was gone?
Actually, he did. They called him because of injuries. They called him up from the minors, and he didn't. He was here for the last week, maybe a little bit over a week.
Yeah.
And people were upset that they brought him up. So I don't know why they were upset, but they were upset he brought him back up. And he didn't really do much with his opportunity. He hasn't really been doing much in AAA, but they're still paying him,
Yeah, he signed an extension.
Yeah.
So they're stuck with him for another year, maybe. I don't know. Well, they're thinking about
his speed.
As speed and his last late inning
defense.
He's an outstanding outfielder. So I don't know, but that was kind of surprising. I read Miles Straw.
Yeah, there's some talk of whether he's going to make the roster or not. I would be surprised if he did, but it depends on what injuries they're up against.
Well, I thought maybe they bring up his Canadian brother.
Yeah, Kilometer Straw. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
You were better with the other one.
Yeah, I know. I'm still a little.
It's that jet lag. It's got your timing off.
Sluggish. Good old Kilometer.
Good old Kilometer.
Straw. Anyway, I was surprising a little bit. I don't know what they'll settle on. They'll look at. First of all, I think they'll have to determine who their opponent is once they find out who their opponent is.
And that may make a difference on what they.
The basic lineup is set.
Yeah,
you got, and then Lane Thomas, who we got, and we thought, my goodness,
he did nothing. Well, he's woken up as of late. So.
Yes, well, it's about time he woke up.
Yeah.
But once he woke up, he's been really good.
Yes,
and so
there's always adjustments you make, and. Who did we acquire him from? Was it a National League team?
The Nationals.
Yeah. So it was a National League team. There's not as much difference in the strike and ball calling as there used to be. They all go to the same schools now.
Yeah.
So the umpires. So, but there's a little bit of difference there.
Well, they're human beings and being traded to a different team and different routines and stuff like that. I guess I'm offering him an excuse why he was
so
bad.
It does sound like that.
But
he did come around.
Yeah. And
he finished off the season very well for us and look forward to hopefully what he could do for us in the playoffs. Everybody says, well, they don't stand a chance. I said, you know what? People said that in April. And people said that in May. And people said that in June. And guess what? they're there. You know,
well, I'm optimistic. I think that they can take Detroit or Houston.
They could. They take it one game at a time. They truly do really seem to have that philosophy. And that's a long way to do it for over 162 games.
Yeah. Those damn Yankees. So I hope somehow, some way that either Kansas City or Baltimore takes them out.
If anybody can, it'd probably be Baltimore.
Yeah. Then, if we could.
For a while, Baltimore had the best record in all of, of baseball.
Wouldn't it be something if Cleveland and Kansas City play for the championship series?
That would be interesting, yeah. Wouldn't it?
Well, they're a good team. They took two out of three that one series.
Yeah.
But we came back the third game and that changed the season for us. So very happy about how our Guardians have done. I'm just trying to think if there's anything else that I haven't. Yeah, and it's a shame. It really is a shame that Jose didn't have a chance, but the weather on Sunday was miserable.
Yeah.
And they didn't. The game meant nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, both teams were in it, and I guess they waited till 4 hours to decide to cancel it,
yeah.
Because I was switching back and forth, seeing whether they were going to play this or not. It didn't seem like it was raining that hard here.
But there was, the one night they were talking about how they couldn't wait to close up because there was a storm coming, and we never got that storm. But they might have been Cleveland because of up along the lake.
Yeah.
But we never got it here, and I was hoping to get some rain, and we got a little bit of rain, but it didn't last that long, and.
I just say when I came back, my yard was a mess. It was all dry, leaves everywhere because of dying trees. The leaves were being shed by trees that didn't get enough water. It was a mess, I tell you, a mess. Yeah, and I have a black walnut tree. My neighbor's black walnut, and they all come on my driveway and they stain my driveway. But that's my problem. And just a side note, kind of a sad passing away. The Oakland Athletics said goodbye to their Coliseum.
They did, yeah.
They're going to be playing in Sacramento
until they go to Vegas, baby.
Yeah. It's a shame. They couldn't come up with some sort of agreement. Oakland has lost everything.
Yeah.
They lost the Raiders. They've lost
the Warriors.
The Warriors.
And now the A's.
There's nothing there. You want to buy it?
There used to be a ballpark there, yeah.
$20 you can buy the...
Really? Think about that.
Can you imagine the upkeep just to...
Oh.
Forget it. I don't want to. Of course, that's property in California.
That's true. Yeah. It probably is worth more at this point as property than as a stadium because they really don't have... I think they still have a soccer team that plays there. So they have a soccer team.
Yeah. They do?
And that's, as far as I know, that's all they have.
Las Vegas has just become a mecca for everything.
Yeah.
Ever since gambling has become, I guess, normalized.
Normalized everywhere, just
almost
about.
Almost everywhere, except from Alabama, which everything is illegal down there. I think blowing your nose out of the right or left nostril.
Mm.
Not the right nostril, but the left nostril.
I wouldn't want to be that inspector.
No, but I think that can cost you 5 to 10 years in the pen. Sort of a backward state, that Alabama.
Yeah.
They have no professional sports teams there.
In Alabama?
No. None.
Wow.
Or Mississippi. I mean, they're kind of both the same. I think blowing out of your right nostril is illegal in Mississippi.
Just a little bit extra. You got to be careful where you're standing on that line then, that state line.
So, where was I going with that?
I have no idea. I have no idea where you were going.
Oh, we were talking about gambling.
We were? Okay.
Yeah, you said gambling's normalized everywhere. It's not. You can't gamble down there in Alabama or Mississippi.
Do you have the internet police come after you there? Was you doing it on
your
phone?
Well, no. They know your IP address, right? You know more of that stuff than I do. If you try, let's say you go somewhere, you're an Ohio citizen, but you're out of state, and you try to place a bet on DraftKings or whatever those things are, they won't let you. You're out of the state.
Really?
Yeah.
Even though it's maybe legal in that state. So if I went to Indiana, I still couldn't. I couldn't do the DraftKings.
Well, I don't know if Indiana has booking. You can bet.
Okay.
Place booking on sports. I don't know. But let's say go to Michigan. I don't know. I don't know about another state that has legalized gambling. I don't know. One thing for sure, if you go to Alabama, you won't be able to do it.
Okay.
Because it's not legal there. I don't know. Oakland will go to Vegas. The Raiders are there. The only thing they're missing now is a basketball team. And they'll probably have that soon. Okay. You want to start talking about your Cleveland Browns? Your Cleveland Browns. The Browns that you love so much. Cleveland
Browns. My Browns. How did they become my Browns? I didn't pay $1 billion for this team, and if I did, I certainly wouldn't have ever brought in Deshaun Watson.
Well, it wasn't all his fault.
No, I agree. I agree. As much as I don't like him, defense, our vaunted defense, for one thing, is not good.
That's true. They weren't good. But you know what? I was listening to somebody coming in today on the Fan. He's the guy who covers the Browns for the Elyria Chronicle.
Yeah.
And he's very good. It is Deshaun Watson.
Oh, is it?
Yes. I mean, the reason that one touchdown pass that went all the way and was called back
for holding.
Because he doesn't stay in the pocket. So the offensive line doesn't know where he's going.
Right, and they don't know how to protect him because he's not in the pocket.
So if he's supposed to be in the pocket throwing the ball, and he's moving left and right, that's where you get the holds. And you know, I was listening to him on the radio because I couldn't stand the TV announcers.
Yeah, okay.
I
listen to them a little bit. I'm not real crazy about them.
The radio guys?
The radio guys.
But the TV guys, wasn't a TV guy. It was a combination of three people on the network.
Oh, the gal that was there too, yeah.
And she was okay, but the other guys were awful. Not her. I'm not a sexist. She did a really good job. But the other one, oh man, this is absurd. So I put it on the radio, and they were only like 3 seconds ahead.
Okay.
And I could live with that. And those guys aren't. They can't hold Jimmy Donovan's.
No, absolutely not.
Man, I tell you what.
I got a call from a buddy of mine. Says you got to listen to him. They're like, you know what I think? Be like high school guys calling the games. Well, I don't want to hear that.
Well, the guy they brought in is a professional broadcaster. He does college games.
Okay.
But when they picked up the fumble and went for a touchdown, his voice broke. So, and he apologized later on about it. But, Jimmy Donovan, he's a once-in-a-lifetime radio guy.
Yes.
I mean, so I was listening to the game, and then this commentator today, it is Deshaun Watson. He's not doing what super-duper quarterbacks.
What do franchise quarterbacks do?
I mean, he said, you know, when he was with Houston, he was a top five quarterback in the league. Now he's
ranked like 27th.
Well, they think the best he could be is a top 12.
That he could be.
He's not there yet.
No, he's not like 27.
And he feels for Stefanski because he's stuck with him.
Yeah.
He can't replace.
He has no choice.
Well,
and here's the thing about Deshaun Watson, too. In the first half, when they did a little bit better, of course, the first drive, Stefanski has all plotted out, and they usually go down, and they usually score.
Yeah.
They almost always do that.
Yeah.
Then they don't know what to do the rest of the game. But the fact is, in the first half, he got rid of the ball much faster, and the second half came along, he was holding the ball again.
Yeah, well, they were after him. I mean, they do have legitimate offensive line problems.
They do.
I mean, I do. Three out of the four guys on the offensive line are injured.
Yeah.
Coughlin and a couple other ones. So there is a legitimate.
But two of those guys were out at the end of last season, and you had to think, what if these guys aren't ready?
Yeah.
As a GM.
Yeah.
You have to. And then they save all that money on Deshaun Watson while paying up front. They have all this money, and they didn't spend it.
Nope. The running game is not good.
It's average. Ford was having about a 6.5 yard average for what he did, not the game before, but what he did this week. And then the question is, if you got a 6.5 yard average, why aren't you running the guy more?
Yeah. Maybe.
But again, whose fault is that?
Yeah, I don't know. Whose fault
it's
is
the
that?
The coaches, the managers, whoever's calling the game.
All I know is that they don't look like a competitive football.
They don't look like any kind of playoff
they,
team.
They went off to a 10-0 lead, and I thought, oh, they looked pretty good. Then it was too easy for, I mean, there was what, 20 unanswered points? 20.
Yes. Yeah.
And they weren't going to score anymore. I mean, they did pick up a fumble for a touchdown. The defense did that. And then, unfortunately, the kicker, which changed the whole dynamic of the end of the game, missed the extra point.
Yeah.
So they were 4 points down.
Yeah.
And so they couldn't go for a tying field goal, which they would have kept them still in the game.
Right.
They had to go for a touchdown.
Right.
And apparently he had receivers wide open, Watson did, and he didn't see him. He didn't see him the last two plays of the game. So he's lost so much time because of suspensions and holdouts and injuries. He's never going to be like he was before.
No.
This is not me talking. It's somebody else.
Right. And what you're going to find, Terry Plew says, well, with this team we have, you could probably take a mediocre quarterback and you could still win.
Yeah.
But so now we're calling the great Deshaun Watson a mediocre quarterback. Well, if you're ranked 27th out of, 30 or 32, you're not mediocre.
No. No, we
have not had one game this year where we scored more than 20 points.
Yeah, and his quarterback rating wasn't great again yesterday. In the first half, it was better, but I don't know. I would think you say what his quarterback rating is at the end of the game. These guys plotted every series, it seems like, what your quarterback rating is. But he ended up going from like 100 down to 60-something at the end
of the
game.
Which is about where he's at. He's one of the lowest-rated quarterback-rated starting quarterbacks in the league.
And as you said before we got on the air, this is supposed to be the soft part of our schedule.
This is. I mean, we played Dallas, which I expected us to lose. Who knows what's going on with Dallas now? And we played Jacksonville, who we were supposed to win against, and we lost there. And then
they won in Jacksonville.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I had him down as lost. So we won in Jacksonville, but then we lost to Giants, who had not won a game up to that point. And then we lost to the Raiders, who are now they have 2 wins, thanks to us.
Yeah. They're 5 to 6 hours, in Scotland ahead of us. 5 hours, I think.
Yeah.
And so you don't get a lot of press about American football there, but I couldn't believe we lost to, we being the Browns, lost
to the Giants.
Giants. I mean, they're not a good team. So I thought they would come back and maybe make
it. And you know what? Although we didn't know it at the time, probably, but when you watched the Pittsburgh game, because that was the 1 o'clock game, mm-hmm. Flacco came in.
Yes.
Flacco came in. Led him with 2 touchdowns and kept him in the lead, and he won that game.
Yeah.
We had him.
Yeah.
He, even when he got the offer from Indianapolis, he held off trying to see if Cleveland would offer him something. He was so grateful to Cleveland for bringing him back that he would have stayed here in Cleveland.
Yeah. Well.
But you know what we'd be hearing?
Flacco.
Before Lester Day's game was even over? Flacco, Flacco, Flacco.
Yeah, yeah.
And it wouldn't be unwarranted.
Yeah.
And look at what happened with our good friend Mr. Baker Mayfield.
Yeah.
He lit up the scoreboard.
He sure did, didn't he?
One running touchdown, I think three passing touchdowns, I believe. And they annihilated. Was that the Eagles?
Yeah, they did.
Eagles.
I'm trying to get my my scores here. Well, I can't get it.
Bringing up the NFL.com.
Yeah, oh, good. Would you? I mean,
I'm trying to.
I'll
type it right. NFL.com. There we go. Let's try that. And so if we got the scores in here. That's the Monday night games. And Detroit plays, they're 2-1. They play Seattle, who's 3-0. Atlanta beat New Orleans. So New Orleans had two really good games and they don't know what to do with themselves. Another guy that you liked is doing real well. He got traded to or signed to the Vikings and, He's led them to I think they're a 4-0 record.
Who's that?
Sam Darnold.
He's somebody I like?
Yeah, that's the guy you wanted.
I know, I never met
Sam Darnold.
No, I know.
In the draft. When we took Johnny Manziel, he was in the draft.
Sam Darnold was with the...
he was with the Jets.
He was with the Baker Mayfield group, Sam Darnold.
Oh, he was Baker Mayfield.
Yeah,
okay.
He was Baker.
Okay.
But I like Baker Mayfield. I always have. I thought we treated him. But 33-16. They beat Philly. And we get Philly next at home. Not at their place, I'm sorry. Philly at their stadium.
Yeah, Indianapolis came back and, well, they held Pittsburgh and they held them off, you know, but they won 27-24, which is Pittsburgh's first loss of the year.
Cincinnati came back nicely against, I couldn't believe they were 0-3. 0-3 Cincinnati. And now they're 1-3, but.
They're not strangers to losing the first couple of games and then going on actually to make the playoffs.
Yeah.
Cincinnati is not, Baltimore, I think they hung in there and I think they won.
Jacksonville is 0-4. 0-4. I'm surprised that their head coach hasn't been fired, Doug Peterson.
It's his rookie year, so maybe they'll give him at least six games before they fire him. You know?
They're already talking about replacing him and or the coach from Dallas with your buddy.
Bill Belichick.
Yeah,
Bill Belichick.
Yeah, they
need a lot of cheating there.
Next
week we play the Commanders, and the Commanders won 42-14 over the Arizona Cardinals yesterday.
Wow! And they beat they beat Cincinnati.
Yes.
So
we're going. I had them down as the easy part of the season at the beginning of the season.
That's right. The Commanders. I'm sorry. I said Philly. I was wrong. We had three away games in a row. We lost a one to Oakland. Las Vegas.
Las Vegas, yeah.
Jeez. We play Washington and Philadelphia away until we come back with the Bengals. Of course, we lost the first two games at home, didn't we? We've lost.
Yes.
They lost to Dallas and they lost to the Giants. That's what made me so. I couldn't believe
we were the best home team in the NFL last year. And the best defense. And you know what? We're not the best defense.
I just think Watson has put a damper, a pall on this team until they excise him.
They have two more years on him.
Until they get him out of the picture. And it's a shame. I think the intention was good. They wanted us. This guy was the best, I think, they thought was out there at the time. But they didn't do due diligence with him and his problems, and they really thought that being off for 2, 3, 4 years was, they were going to be good enough. He's going to be good enough. No. It's just an unfortunate, and I feel for the fan. I'm not a Cleveland Browns fan, but I feel the expectation, there were some expectations this year that the Browns are a very talented team, but not a very good team. You got Njoku out, Cooper's not been playing well.
Yeah.
Now, it's only 4 games. 25% of the season, this is about 25% of the season's over with. And they can right the ship, but I can't see them righting the ship myself. I mean,
not into the playoffs. I had Jim Vilk, one of our other sports guys on another show, was saying, you know, and he was texting me during the Giants game saying, for the first time, I said the Browns fans are booing, and for the first time in my life, I actually feel bad for them because of the product that they're given. So it just, and the fans have a right to boo.
Yeah, you're paying $500 for a ticket.
Yeah. And half of that for parking.
Yeah. So, I really thought they would come back and at least have a 500 part. We both picked them 2-2. Different, I think. Well, I think we both were the same.
I had 2-2, yeah.
Because I had them as a loss against Dallas and a loss against Jacksonville, but that was.
Okay.
And I had them winning New York.
Yeah, I had them
winning Oakland. I had them losing the first two and winning the second two.
That's what I had for this particular thing for my good old 9-8. I think you went 8-9. I have a feeling you're going to be closer to the mark than I am.
Well, you're 9-8.
I'm 9-8.
Oh, yeah. I think we're both in the ballpark on that.
We're in the ballpark, but I think your 8-6 is going to be closer.
I don't know. It's early. But I...
8-9, I mean.
I mean, first of all, the defensive coordinators for all these teams that we're going to be playing know that the offensive line is in havoc right now. It's not the offensive line coach's problem. It's not because Bill Callahan isn't there anymore. They've had injuries, and offensive linemen are worth their weight in gold. That's why they pay them so much, to protect the quarterback. So if... Watson is not a good in the pocket quarterback. He gets rushed. He gets tense. His balls that he throws are not as crisp as they should be. He's what they call an athletic quarterback. But if he runs, he knows what's going to happen to him. He's going to get injured again.
That's what he came out and said. I was never hired to be a running back. You know, is what he came out and said.
Yeah. So. I don't know what they do. I don't know what they do.
Well, it's like in that the one win that they had in Jacksonville. What did they do different in that game than they've done in any other game?
I didn't see it.
They basically had 7 linemen, and that protected Watson and gave him a little bit more time. But they got away from it right after that.
Yeah.
I mean, it cuts down on your receivers, but. You know, if it's going to protect your quarterback and get you more time on there, but then a lot of times when they've been showing that everybody that's out there has been covered properly.
We watched the last part of the season last year with Flacco at the helm. He had that intangible as a leader, right?
Yes.
I mean, everybody was happy with him. He just exuded confidence. Even though he had some bad games, he exuded confidence. I think, and that just kind of trickled down to everybody on the team. Watson doesn't exude confidence at all.
No.
And he's
not, not from himself.
When you've been banged up as much as he has lately and with that shoulder, he's playing scared. Yeah. And I guess he has a right to play scared.
I understand that.
Yeah, but he's not exuding confidence. And football is a mental game, too. I mean, if you think your team leader isn't showing confidence, I'm not going to show confidence.
There's a lot of drop passes that I see. But you know what? There's more than one reason for that. Remember when we had this guy named Brandon Whedon? The oldest rookie quarterback?
Yeah, he was on Social Security.
Yeah, just about. Anyway, he threw a heck of a ball. He was a baseball player. But he threw the same velocity to 5 yards as he did to 25 or 35 yards.
I forgot about good old Fred.
but I'm just saying, all the drops that they had on his passes were partially because he didn't have the touch. I can't give that same excuse that he's throwing too hard to the players close to him. But there, you know, if Cooper doesn't make these fantastic play the real catches, you know, where he's flipping over himself and coming down. Mm-hmm. And if he doesn't do that, then you're not catching a lot of his balls. And I did notice that about Baker Mayfield. So they showed some of his passes, and they were not real good. I mean, as far as great passes, but he had the receivers that knew how to catch them. And that's what works for him. And I think he's much better at motivating a team than
well, Baker
Deshaun
Mayfield,
Watson.
He's a spark plug. He really
he
was.
Is.
And in fact, he was maybe too much of a spark plug. What is the Tampa Bay's record? They're first place in their division right
now.
Yeah,
they've only lost one game, and that was last week, I believe.
Yeah. And good for him. Good for him. I personally root for him.
I do too. And a lot of Cleveland does, because most of Cleveland feels he really got a raw deal. Because not only did they go around him and not let him know and even talk to him and then sign Deshaun Watson, then they wouldn't even let him go until after basically the season was already started.
Yeah.
And before he went down to Carolina and was a disaster between the team that was there and the coach. You know, and he asked for a release before the end of the season. Then he went to help the Rams make the playoffs.
Yeah, he's in a system now that is geared around his type of play.
Right.
And you just hope that he can take that team as far as his ability and the rest of his team's ability to go.
They have a great defense.
Yeah.
And their defense is helping him out, but he's still scoring points. They scored 27 yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Or Sunday. And, yeah.
And another team that's hasn't gone off to a good start is Baltimore. But they sure look good against Buffalo. One of my favorites.
I know.
Derrick Henry had a great. that guy's he's amazing.
That's only his second really good game.
Yeah,
it took him a while to get infused into the system, I think.
But this reporter from the Lorraine Chronicle says they're the class of this division. And not Pittsburgh, but you watch. Baltimore will be in the top of the division before the season's out. I have no reason to dispute that. They have all kinds of talent. Cincinnati, though, 1-3 is a big hole to come out of.
But Baltimore's only got one more win than they have now.
Yeah, I mean, so.
And we haven't played interdivision yet.
No. We don't get that until when? We don't get that until we come back from playing the Eagles away, so we get the Bengals at home. That'll be interesting. I mean,
that will be interesting.
If they're 0-1, if they lose two more off, and they're 1-5,
Commanders is not going to be a pushover. Commanders are not going to be a pushover.
And the Eagles aren't either. Eagles were rated what at the beginning of the season? They were.
They were up towards
6.6 average on the power ratings. Now I don't know what they.
That means they were a top 10 team.
Yeah, and the Commanders, they
vastly improved.
Yeah, and they
won the last two. I think they're 2-2.
Yeah,
I believe that. And they let me see. I should have watched stats. Really, I don't want that. I want teams. Okay, standings. There we go. Got the standings here, and the Bills are still leading their division at 3-1. Jets at 2-2, and they looked terrible yesterday. Dolphins 1-2, and there's talk about the NFL forcing Tua to retire
because he's had
so many concussions that the NFL may force him to retire.
Can they do that?
The NFL can. I don't know. Well. I would think
he's had five, hasn't he?
I think he's had five. already.
And that's been the problem with Miami so far, the quarterback situation.
They're talking about trying to get somebody in for the next two or three games that he gets to. Steelers are 3-1, followed by Ravens at 2-2, and Browns and Bengals are both at 1-3. Then we have Texans, good old C.J. Stroud at 3-1, the Colts at 2-2, the Titans at 0-3, and the Jaguars at 0-4. Who is it? We're Washington. Where are they at? Washington is actually leading their division at 3-1.
Yeah.
And they have, scored 121 points and they've allowed 102. So.
And Minnesota's
4-0. I'm looking here. I think they're the only, okay. Seahawks play tonight. They're 3-0.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
yeah. But, the Vikings with, they are 4-0, and they're the, the Chiefs are 4-0. And they've snuck by at the end of their game, a couple games here. They're not quite as much as they were. That doesn't mean that they aren't a great team and they're not going to be there again. I'm just saying they're more beatable this year than they have been, I think.
Who?
The Chiefs.
Oh, the Chiefs. I disagree.
Because they've had two games where they had to come back at the end of the game.
Well, that's what good teams do.
I understand that, but I understand that.
Yeah,
and our friend Harbaugh in the with the Chargers is 2-2.
We had a couple from Michigan too on our, and I said, "Boy, you come from that cheating state, don't you?" He was terrible for that pro. They were Michigan State fans anyway. So
okay.
And that Michigan University of Michigan.
Yeah.
He was a piece of garbage, huh? And he put that whole program under the bus just to protect his rear end.
Yeah.
And
he's the only coach that was suspended twice by the NCAA in one the same year for different offenses.
Yeah. And his brother's a class act.
He is. His brother is.
Well, you can't judge yourself by your brother. No. I hope I can. And they say the same thing about me, I think. Excuse me. I use that cough button.
It helps.
It does help, doesn't it?
Mm.
How much time we got?
Not much.
All right. You know what? On the 25th of September, marked the 50th anniversary of the Tommy John surgery.
Really? And
yes.
You know what? It used to be considered the career ender.
Yeah. Well, that injury in particular, but this doctor developed the ulnar collateral ligament replacement by taking another ligament.
Gesundheit, yeah.
And the article, though, written about it was interesting. I don't know if we have time to really get into
it. No, we don't.
Oh, okay. So, and finally, just one more thing.
Caitlin Clark
finally gets some rest.
Yeah.
Her team was defeated. Seems like this young lady's been playing basketball for...
She went straight from college right into the WNBA.
She got to be exhausted.
I would think so.
Okay.
And she was part of 60 Minutes on Sunday.
I haven't seen it. Yeah. So thanks for spoiling it.
No. I didn't spoil it. He just said she was there.
Oh, okay. All right.
She's done a lot for the WNBA, including even for against teams she's not playing.
Yeah.
She's helped bring fans into the seats.
Yeah, she has rejuvenated if they needed rejuvenation for the WNBA. This is my final few songs by singers of the 60s who are revising their hits with new limericks.
Okay.
Lyrics to accommodate baby boomers. ABBA, Denture Queen. Helen Reddy, I Am Woman, Hear Me Snore. Leslie Gore, It's My Hormones, and I'll Cry If I Want To.
Yeah, okay.
And Willie Nelson, On the Commode Again. There you go. I'll have puns next week.
All right. Well,
on the Commode Again. I like that one. I can relate to that.
I can relate to that one, too.
Gosh, another month or so, I think I'll finally be 50.
We'll see. You'll never know. You'll never know what you'll find there. But what we can say is we will both be back next week here at Sports Sidebar.